This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's hear the sounds of this morning's royal wedding ceremony at London's Westminster Abbey.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this
I,
day
Catherine
forward.
Elizabeth.
I, Catherine Elizabeth.
Take thee, William Arthur Philip Louis.
Take thee, William Arthur Philip Louis.
To my wedded husband.
To my wedded husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. I pronounce that they be man and wife together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. So said St. Catherine of Siena, whose festival day it is today. Marriage is intended.
O merciful Lord and Heavenly Father, by whose gracious gift mankind is increased, bestow, we beseech thee, upon these two persons the heritage and gift of children, and grant that they may see their children Christianly and virtuously brought up to thy praise and honor.
The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always.
Sounds of this morning's wedding ceremony for Prince William and his new wife, Catherine Middleton.
Prince William and Kate Middleton are now man and wife. The ceremony was watched by millions around the world as the two were wed at Westminster Abbey. They've just emerged from the Abbey and are seated in an open carriage as it begins a long procession, winding its way through London, waving to the thousands, lining the route, cheering. One of those monitoring the wedding was NPR's Philip Reeves, who joins us now from London. And look back and tell us more about what the wedding was like.
Well, I think it was an extraordinary combination of grandeur and intimacy, formality and informality. And I think that the intimate moments will probably be the ones that people remember. Just watching just now as the couple came down the aisle of Westminster Abbey, the gentle way in which Prince William was leading his new bride, Kate, by the hand very carefully, casting glances out towards his friends and family, smiling. She was beaming radiantly. And earlier, when they took their vows, the quiet but firm, nervous voice, but perfectly performed vows that she took there, again, with him anxiously standing somewhat on her right, looking protective almost, and her father standing to his left. It's moments like those, moments when a moment ago we saw Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, looking up at the sky to check whether it was raining, the Queen earlier arriving and chatting with Charles and Camilla and smiling and so on and so forth. It's been in reality, quite a family day, despite the fact that this is on a world stage and being watched across the planet and, of course, followed closely in Britain.
Of course, it was also a day of dramatic images that, you know, recall the fact of this, the long monarchy of a Great Britain. What did you see that struck you the most?
Well, this ceremony is, of course, absolutely full of history. This is a monarchy that goes back many hundreds of years, and the location is full of that history. Monarchs and great poets and statesmen are, of course, remembered or buried at Westminster Abbey. So all of that, coupled with the sheer grandeur of the the visual splendour of it all, the gold, the braid, the fanfares, all of that was spectacular. But I think there's another issue here too, which is that this is clearly a happy occasion, and it seems to have gone absolutely perfectly. And of course, for the monarchy, this will be, in a way, laying the memory of the terribly sad occasion that occurred in that same abbey with the funeral of Princess Diana.
What is going to happen for the rest of the day?
Well, the Queen is hosting a lunchtime reception at Buckingham Palace. During that reception, the couple will appear on the balcony, waiting to see that, of course, is the crowd outside, the world watching their television sets, and a multitude of photographers, each one hoping to get that image that will really resonate and be used for years to come. And in the evening, Prince Charles, William's father, obviously, is holding a private dinner, followed by dancing, according to the official statement. And that's for close friends and family, and I think that will be the moment when the royal couple, but also those around them, will finally be able to relax from what has been so far a very successful day, but also clearly a strenuous one.
Well, of course, now we're watching at this moment in time the new Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. That will be their official title, and they are waving to the crowds. And now, just one last comment: the big deal was the dress. The big reveal of the day was the dress, and that was a British designer.
Sarah Burton, yes, ivory and white satin silk with long sleeves and this amazing gossamer-like veil that she had across her face when she first arrived. It was visually striking, even for know-nothings like me, who are not really particularly intrigued by the world of fashion. It's unarguably a stunning moment.
Phil, thanks very much. We'll be talking to you as the morning goes on. We've been talking to NPR's Philip Reeves in London.